Please open your Bibles to the book of Galatians.
我们正在查考加泰书, 我们已经来到第三章。
We've been studying the book of Galatians, and we are now arriving at chapter 3.
我们要从15节看到24节。
And we shall read from verses 15 to 24.
然后呢, 我们要跟大家解释 这段圣经, 神写这段圣经的意思。
And then we will explain to everyone the meaning of this passage.
加拉太书第3章15节。 弟兄们, 我且照着人的常话说, 虽然是人的文约, 若已经立定了, 就没有能废弃或加增的。 所应许的原是像亚伯拉罕和他的子孙说的，神且说，神并不是说众子孙只做许多人，乃是说那一个子孙指这一个人，就是基督。我是怎么说？我是这么说，神预先所立的约不能被430年以后律法废弃，叫应许归于虚空。 因为承受产业若不是律法，就不本乎应许。但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。这样说，律法是怎什么有？律法是为什么有的呢？原是为过半天的等候那蒙应许的子孙来到，并且借着天使经中保之手设立的。 但中保本不是为一面做的神却是一位，这样律法是与神的应许反对吗？断乎不是。若曾传一个人叫得生的律法，亦就诚然本乎律法了。22节，但圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使那应许的福因信耶稣基督归于那信的人。 但这因信得救的理还未来以先，我们被看守在律法之下，至圈到那将来的真道显明出来。这样，律法是我们训蒙的师傅，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 15. To give a human example, brothers, even with a man-made covenant, no one annuls it or adds to it once it has been ratified. Now the promises were made to Abraham and his offspring. It does not say, and to offsprings, referring to many, but referring to one, and to your offspring, who is Christ. This is what I mean. The law, which came 430 years afterwards, does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God, so as to make the promise void. For if the inheritance comes by the law, it no longer comes by promise, but God gave it to Abraham by a promise. Why then the law? It was added because of transgressions, until the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made. And it was put in place through angels by an intermediary. Now an intermediary implies more than one, but God is one. Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But the scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith.
我们要讲这段圣经,
and we want to speak
this passage.
But just reading this passage alone, we might not know what it's saying.
所以你需要来听到。
That's why you need to come and listen.
让我来讲解释这段圣经呢，基本上在讲两件事情。
And let me explain that this passage is talking about two things.
它的主题是在讲神的应许和神的律法。
And the theme here is the promise of God and the law of God.
请大家看第十五节。
Please look at verse 15.
他说：“弟兄们，我且照常人用人的常话说，人虽有文约，若立定了，就不能废弃。所应许的，这边讲到应许，对吗？”然后呢，你再继续看下去呢，来到第十八节，因承受产业，若本乎律法，就不本乎应许。但神是凭着应许把产业给亚伯拉罕。
Verse 15, to give a human example, brothers, even with a man-made covenant, no one annuls it or adds to it once it has been ratified. Now the promises were made. Verse 16, talking about promises. And Verse 18, if the inheritance comes by the law, so that's the mention of the law, it no longer comes by promise, but God gave it to Abraham by a promise.
所以这边讲到神的应许，又讲到神的律法。
So it speaks about God's promises and also God's law.
你再看二十一节，这样律法是以神的应许反对吗？
Look at verse 21 as well. Is the law then contrary to the promises of God?
所以在这边保罗是在讲说应许跟律法之间的关系。
So Paul is actually talking about the relationship between the law and the promise.
所以在这边保罗是在告诉我们说，人是因信称义，人因信称义是神的应许，这个是神给亚伯拉罕的应许。我们从亚伯拉罕那边学到，亚伯拉罕是因信神，神就称他为义。这个跟神的律法有什么关系呢？
And what Paul is saying here is that man is justified by faith. And indeed, Abraham was justified by faith. So, similarly, we will be justified by faith. But what then is the relationship between faith and law?
所以这段圣经呢，基本上如果你用这个角度来看，神的应许跟神的诫命，神的应许跟神的律法这之间呢的关系呢，我们就可以看得清楚了。
So if you look at this passage through these two perspectives, the promise of God and the law of God, you will be clear about what this passage is saying.
所以这边跟我们有什么关系吗？
And what does this have to do with us?
跟我们有直接的关系。
Of course, it has direct relationship with us.
当我们传福音的时候，我们说你们要信耶稣，当信耶稣你是因信称义，你信耶稣你就得救，这样跟诫命有什么关系？跟十诫有什么关系？我们需要传律法吗？
And when we preach the gospel, we tell people that as long as you believe and have faith in Jesus, then you will be saved and you will be justified. But what about the Ten Commandments? What about the law? Do we need to speak about it?
不信的人需要守律法吗？
Those who do not believe, do they need to keep the law?
信主之的人呢，需要守律法吗？
Those who believe in the law, do they need to keep the law?
所以这个就是保罗在这个加拉太书里面讲到说，人因信称义，不需要守这个割礼。所以这个关系呢，就在这边呈现出来。
And Paul, while writing the book of Galatians, have already said that those who believe, they will be justified by faith and they need not obey the law of circumcision. And here he presents the relationship.
所以在这边呢，我们讲到神的律法在我们的信仰里面，在我们的基督徒生活里面扮演什么角色。
And so here we want to look at what is the role that the law of God plays in the Christian's life.
而且呢，如果你注意听呢，我会提到作为父母的时候呢，我们这里很多年轻的父母非常注重，也是很的确是很重要的，就是孩子的这个救恩的问题。这个律法跟这个救恩有什么关系？要怎么样应用？怎么样的能够配合，我们才能够看到孩子能够在主里面得到救恩呢？
And especially I will want to talk about the application to parents here. There are many, many young parents here with young children. So what we want to be concerned about are the children's salvation. But how, as parents, are we to use the law and also to talk about the gospel, which is salvation by grace and faith? What are all these to do with the law?
所以今天呢，我们很强调神的律法。
Today we often emphasize the law of God.
我们今天这些认真读圣经的人呢，我们非常看重神的律法。
Today, those of us who are very serious about reading the Bible would place emphasis on God's law.
这是对的。
This is right.
这是也是非常重要。
And this is important.
但是我们必须要知道律法在神的救恩计划里面的角色。
But we need to know the role that the law of God plays in His salvation plan.
但是我们很多时候强调律法，而不明白这个律法在神的救恩里面扮演的角色，所以我们在很多事情上面都误解了。
But very often in emphasizing the law, we fail to notice what is the role of God's law in His salvation plan, and that leads to many areas of misunderstanding.
所以今天呢，我们一起来看神的应许，就是神应许给亚伯拉罕因信称义的这个应许呢，跟神的律法，将来神给这个摩西的这个律法呢之间的关系是什么？
So what we want to look at right now is the promise that God made to Abraham, and also the law that was given through Moses many hundreds of years later. What is the relationship between the two?
所以我盼望我给大家看到这个图片呢，你看到摩西拿着耶和华给他的十诫，然后呢，你看到亚伯拉罕看着天空的时候，神应许给他的这个应许，他因信神的时候呢，神给他的应许，这两个之间呢有什么关系？
So this is depicted in the picture here with Moses holding the Ten Commandments.Representing the law that God gave to him, and Abraham looking to the sky when God gave him a promise, and what is the relationship between these two?
所以这两个呢，第一是神给亚伯拉罕，第二是神给摩西，这两个是不同的东西。
And there are two different things. One is God given to Abraham, the other one God gave to Moses.
所以我们要注意这两个，神给亚伯拉罕的是什么应许，神给摩西的是律法，这两个之间到底怎么样的操作，这两个之间的关系是什么，我们在救恩的计划里面这两个之间扮演的角色是什么。
And we know God gave Abraham a promise and God gave Moses the law, and we want to know what is the relationship between these two thingsIn regard to God's salvation plan.
今天我们讲了很多，我们强调神的律法，但是我们很少讲到神给亚伯拉罕的应许。
Today we often emphasize the law that God gave to Moses, but we seldom talk about the promise that God gave to Abraham.
当然，我们相信刚才提到基督徒呢，认真看住神的律法，这是很重要的。
And we mentioned just now that for Christians to treat God's law seriously is actually important.
是的，圣经的确是这样，主耶稣自己也这么说，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Indeed, Jesus himself said, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
马太福音第五章十八节也是这么讲说，他说律法一点一画都不能废弃，都要成全。
And Matthew 5:18, Jesus said, not a jot will pass from the law until all is accomplished.
他说天地可以废弃，我的律法是不能废弃的。
He said, until heaven and earth can pass away, but not my law.
主耶稣在以马忤斯的路上，这个劝这个两个门徒的时候，他也是这么讲。他说从摩西的这个，从摩西的律法、先知书和诗篇上所记载有关耶稣的事情呢，都必须应验。
And Jesus on the road to Emmaus, when he was teaching the two disciples, he told them that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
所以我常常在中国里面呢，讲道的时候呢，在中国里面教课的时候，我常常问这个问题。
And very often when I preach and teach in China, I ask this question.
我说神的律法可以改变吗？
And I ask, can the law of God be changed?
当然，所有爱主的弟兄姐妹全部非常很坚持圣经的，不可以改变，一点一画都不能改。
And of course, those who love the Lord and love the scriptures, they will insist and they will say, no, not a dot nor a tittle will change.
所以他们很爱主的话，是爱律法，这个很重要，这个也非常非常真实的。
And they love the Lord and they love God's word, and so they emphasize that God's law cannot be changed, and that's a real thing.
我相信大家坐在这里也是讲神的律法不能够改变。
And I believe many sitters here would also think that the law of God cannot be changed.
然后我就给他看一段圣经。
And then I show them a scripture.
你看希伯来书七章十二节。
Look at Hebrews 7:12.
希伯来书七章十二节是不是圣经？
Is Hebrews 7:12 part of the Bible?
是。
Yes, it is.
希伯来书是属于圣经。
Hebrews is one of the books of the Bible.
它希伯来书七章十二节说，祭司的职任已经更改，律法也必须更改。
Hebrews 7:12 says, for when there is a change in the priesthood, there is necessarily a change in the law as well.
哦，大家就不知道怎么说了。
And so that's when they do not know what to say.
所以我说他们不知道这个律法在神的计划里面的角色是什么，他扮演什么角色，他应该有怎么样的这个目的，他达到目的之后应该有怎么样来对待，这些完全不明白。
And that is because they fail to understand the role that God's law plays in the salvation plan. And once its purpose has been reached, then what is the next thing and how should we view it? That is where the misunderstanding all lies.
很多人说坚持，是啊，律法不能更改，但是圣经的话自己说律法必须更改。
Many people say that the law cannot be changed, but the Bible itself says the law has changed.
除非你说这些不是圣经，除非你说你希伯来书不是圣经。
Unless you say this verse is not scripture or the book of Hebrews not belonging to the Bible.
我当然今天不是要解释这一节圣经，但是我要告诉你，你对圣经、对律法、对神的应许之间的关系恐怕不是十分了解，不是完全了解的彻透，你不是有一个 holistic 或者是一个全面的认识。
Of course, this is not my intention to explain this verse today, but what I want to point out to you is many people do not have a holistic understanding of the relationship between the law and God's promises.
所以对这个，所以当我用这节的时候，大家就有一点惊慌，不知道惊慌不知所措。
And when I use this verse, many people they panic and they do not know how to respond.
我们如果再去看下去嘛，这个希伯来书七章十八十九节也是这么讲，他说先前的条例是指律法，先前的条例因软弱无益，所以废掉。哇，这句话非常严重。然后呢，十九节说律法原来一无所成，律法什么事情都做不好。就引进了更美的指望，靠着指望我们就可以到神，可以进到神的面前来。
And Hebrews 7:18-19 tells us, for on the one hand a former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect, but on the other hand a better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God.
所以如果你不明白这个律法的功用呢，你读这节圣经的时候呢，你就惊慌了，你不知道应该怎么对待神的律法。
And if you do not understand the purpose of the law of God, then when you come to this verse, you will panic because you do not know how to view God's law.
是的，圣经里面讲先前的条例是指律法，律法是软弱无益，所以废掉，律法是一无所成。
Yes, indeed, it says here a former commandment referring to the law of God is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect.
所以你必须要明白律法的功用是来什么，叫人知罪，律法从来不是要叫人得生。
So you want to know that the purpose of the law is to let one know or have the knowledge of sin rather than to give life.
所以罗马书三章二十节这边讲说，没有人一个人能够因律法在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
That's why Romans 3:20 tells us, for by works of the law no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin.
律法的功用是叫人知道自己是处在罪中，而律法是没有办法使我们得永恒的生命。
The purpose of the law is to let one know that he is in sin and not to let one gain eternal life.
律法的功用不是叫我们可以得到这个神的公义，律法是告诉我们我们没有神的公义，得不到神的公义，所以呢，他引进耶稣基督，告诉我们，我们因为做不到，所以需要耶稣的救恩，需要耶稣基督的恩典，所以我们必须要信，必须要接受神给我们预备的礼物。当我们这样做的时候，我们才知道，原来是通过这个方法，我们才得到救恩的。
The purpose of the law is not for a sinner to gain righteousness.It is actually for the purpose of showing the sinner that he is not righteous And this is for the purpose of bringing in and introducing Jesus Christ so that the sinner who acknowledges Jesus Christ will be declared righteous.
所以罗马书五章二十节也是这么讲，律法是外添的，是加上去的，本来不是有的，是后来加的。所以我们知道，神给应许的时候是给亚伯拉罕，是在四百年前先给，四百年之后呢才给律法，之间时间有差别。
Romans 5:20 tells us the law came in to increase the trespass, and this shows us that the law actually came in later because we know God gave Abraham the promise 430 years before he gave Moses the law.
所以我们要知道律法呢是外添的，外加上去的，是要显出人的罪来。
So the law came in, it is added to increase the trespass.
律法不是叫我们得生命，律法不是叫我们称义，律法是没有办法使我们亲近神。The
law does not give us righteousness. The law is not going to give us salvation, and the law is not going to draw us nearer to God.
所以我们要懂得应用，我们要这个提摩太十八章讲说，你要用律法，要用的合宜。
So we need to know how to apply the law as 2 Timothy tells us that we are to handle the word of God properly.
使到我们能够懂得应用神的律法，然后呢，知道神的旨意。
So that we know how to apply God's law and also to understand God's will.
所以在这里呢，我们回来看看我们的加拉太书。
Let's return to the book of Galatians.
所以加拉太书呢，其实呢，我们在跟大家一起看加拉太书的时候呢， 如果我们作为一个复习，加拉太书呢是保罗写信给加拉太的时候呢，第一章第六节他就说，他一开始就说我很稀奇，为什么你离开耶稣基督所召你的恩典去从别的福音。
And let's revise as we looked at Galatians 1:6. Paul started by saying, I'm astonished that you're so quickly deserting him to call you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
所以你仔细看这个第八节，第一章第八节，他说，无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音与我们所传的不同，就当应当被受咒诅。第九节，他再重复一次，我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与我们所领受的不同，他就应当被受咒诅。
And verse 8, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you receive, let him be accursed.
所以在这边他讲说，不管是我们已经传福音给你，那个福音已经是不能够改变的，如果我再传另外一个福音，如果我们或者是天上的使者， 或者是有另外别人来传福音给你们，以我原本所传的不同，他就应当受咒诅。
And Paul is saying here that the gospel that has been preached to the people before, that gospel cannot be changed. So even if we or an angel from heaven or someone else should preach a gospel that is different from the one that was preached before, these people need to be accursed.
意思说保罗说，这个福音我已经传给你，那个福音是定型的。后来如果我来改，就算我改也不可以。这个定型的，为什么呢？原来这个福音是从耶稣基督而来的。
And Paul was saying that the gospel that he preached to them in the past was already fixed. And so even if he, Paul, could not change it, and the reason that this gospel is fixed is because it has been received directly from Jesus Christ.
所以你看第十一节，
Look at verse 11.
他说，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我们素来传福音给你们，不是从人意识的，不是从人领受来的，也不是人教导的，乃是什么？你看，他说是从耶稣基督的启示来的。
For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. It did not originate or come from man, because, verse 12, I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以这边告诉我们，保罗告诉我们，我们所接受的福音， the origin, the divine origin, 意思说我们的这个福音的源头是从神来的，是神圣的。
And Paul was telling us that the gospel that he preached has a divine origin. It did not come from man, nor did man thought of it.
所以接下来第一章下半部，然后第二章呢，保罗就是在证明 他的福音呢不是从人来的，是从神来，因为他没有 去找人，是神自己告诉他的。
And the second half of chapter 1 and chapter 2 Paul proved that the gospel that was given him is a revelation from God, because he did not go look for anyone else for the gospel.
来到第二章的时候，
So when it comes to chapter 2,
保罗指着彼得是因为什么呢？因为他彼得行的与福音不配称，他不是按福音过行事为人。
Paul opposed Peter in chapter 2 because he saw that Peter was not acting in accordance with the gospel.
所以第一章讲到保罗的这个福音是从神来的。
So chapter 1 talks about Paul's gospel having a divine origin.
第二章保罗说我们行事为人要与福音相称。
Chapter 2, Paul says that the way that we act needs to be in accordance with the gospel.
彼得没有以福音，不按照福音行事，所以他指着他的错误。
And because Peter acted contrary to the gospel, so Paul opposed Peter.
来到第三章的时候，保罗就劝这个加拉太 的弟兄姐妹，你们审查自己，你的信心是不是按照这个福音。
And come to chapter 3, Paul encourages the Galatians to examine themselves to see if their faith is according to the gospel.
所以来到这个三章的下半段，他就告诉我们，保罗从旧约里面证明，在旧约因信称义的道理不是新的道理，是旧约已经有了。他说这是从耶稣基督，是从耶稣基督来。第二呢，这个福音呢，不但是从耶稣基督来，也是在旧约里面已经提出来，他来证明给你看，亚伯拉罕是因信称义，这个不是新的道理。
And Paul, when it comes to chapter 3, the second half, is using an Old Testament example to prove that justification through faith is not a new concept. It has already been established in the Old Testament since Abraham's time that justification is by faith.
所以这边他就强调了，你看到在神的永恒计划里面，第一有神的应许，第二有神的诫命。
And so he emphasizes over here that in God's salvation plan, firstly, there is God's promise, and secondly, there is God's law.
所以在这边讲到神的应许，就是指到神应许亚伯拉罕，他呼召他出乌尔的时候呢，神亚伯拉罕听从神的话，亚伯拉罕顺服神，亚伯拉罕信靠神，神就称他为义。这个就是记载在创世纪第十五章。
And the promise of God is recorded in Genesis 15 when God called Abraham out of Ur to go into the land, and Abraham believed God, Abraham obeyed God, and he left Ur and went to the promised land, and because Abraham believed God, he was justified.
但是这个应许呢，是比律法更加重要。
And this promise is even more important than the law.
是超越律法。
It supersedes the law.
今天我们发现呢，今天我们强调神的律法，但是我们好像对神的应许完全不明白。
Today, when we emphasize the law of God, it seems like we have misunderstood the promise of God.
所以我从今天的早上，我们从这段经文里给大家看到两点，就是第一，就是神这个神应许的超越性，或者神应许的重要性。
And so we want to talk about two things here. Firstly, is the importance of the promise of God.
然后呢，我们再讲到这个律法的次要 second important 的这个次序。
And then we want to talk about the secondary importance of the law of God.
首先呢，让我们来看创世纪十五章。
So let's look at Genesis 15.
我们有跟大家提过，不过我们还是要回去创世纪十五章再看一下。
We have looked at Genesis 15 before, but let us look back at this passage again.
你打开这个创世纪十五章第一节看。
Genesis 15 verse 1.
你眼睛扫一扫，我不用念来给大家听，我们只是提一提。这个算是十五章发生的事情。
I will not be reading through the whole passage, but do glance through it as we bring out the details.
在十五章的时候呢，神向亚伯拉罕显现。
In chapter 15, God appeared to Abraham.
然后呢，他答应他说，你看第十五章第一节，这事以后，耶和华在异象中对亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，要大大的赏赐你。
Verse 1, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Fear not, Abraham, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great.
亚伯拉罕就是亚伯拉罕, 他说, 我都没有孩子, 你赐什么产业给我呢?
And Abraham said, Abraham actually is Abraham. O Lord God, what will you give me for I continue childless?
那么耶和华在第四节, 他说, 耶和华对他说, 这人就是你, 他说, 我没有孩子, 我的仆人就是我的孩子, 他说, 这人不是你的孩子, 你从你生的才是你的孩子, 然后他说, 第五节说, 你出去外面看, 观看天上, 数算星星, 这都是你将来的后裔要这么多, 啊, 那么第六节, 注意看, 第六节很重要, 他说, 亚伯兰信耶和华, 耶和华就以此为他的意。
And Abraham thought that the heir of his house is going to be his servant, but in verse 4, God said, this man shall not be your heir, your very own son shall be your heir. And verse 5, he brought him outside and said, look towards heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. And pay attention to verse 6, which is very important. And Abraham believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness.
所以这个就是因信称义。
And this is justification by faith.
因信称义在旧约已经出现了。
And justification by faith already came in the Old Testament.
不是说在新约才出现。
It did not just appear in the New Testament.
第七节耶和华就对他说, 我是耶和华曾领你出, 加勒的乌尔, 我要将这地赐给你。
Verse 7, and God said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess.
亚伯兰说, 我怎么知道你要给我呢?
But Abraham said, how do I know that I shall possess it?
然后他说, 你把这些动物拿出来, 然后呢, 一个切成两半, 然后一个一个都切成两半, 然后排在一起。
And God instructed Abraham to bring out some animals and to cut these animals into two and to place them side by side.
啊, 为什么要神啊, 你, 我, 我再问你, 你要不要给我这块地, 为什么你叫我把动物切成两半?
And Abraham was asking God, how I know that I shall possess this land, and why do you ask me to cut animals into half?
啊, 原来这个是他们立约的这个证据。
Actually, this is proof of establishing a covenant.
当时候的人立约就是, 如果你跟我立约呢, 我们就把我们的动物拿来, 羊啊, 牛啊, 全部切开两半, 然后我们两个一起走过这个动物的中间, 然后表示说, 如果我不, 我不实现我的应许, 我就向这个动物切成两半。
And in those days, the practice was that when two parties come together to make a covenant, they will bring certain animals, cut them in two, and set them side by side. And then the two parties will walk through in between this halves of the carcasses. It's actually meant to say whoever fails to keep the terms of the covenant will end up like these animals being cut in two.
如果你仔细看这段圣经呢, 你会发现, 当他们切好的时候, 亚伯兰就在那边等等等等, 结果睡着了。
And if you read this passage for the details, you will find out that after cutting the animals into two, Abraham was waiting, and while waiting, he fell asleep.
你看第十二节, 他说, 日头正落的时候, 亚伯兰 沉沉的睡了。
Verse 12, as the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abraham.
我们其他的不讲, 我们跳到17节。
And we'll skip to verse 17.
那么17节他说, 日落天黑不料, 冒烟的炉, 并且烧着的火把从那些肉中经过。
When the sun had gone down and it was dark, behold, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces.
你看18节, 18节就解释了17节, 他说, 当那日耶和华就与亚伯兰立约了。
Verse 18 explains verse 17, on that day the Lord made a covenant with Abraham.
所以在这边, 原来那个炉跟火把就代表耶和华经过。
The smoking fire pot and the flaming torch actually is representing God passing between these pieces.
所以耶和华自己亲自走过那个跟亚伯兰立约。
So the Lord personally walked through these pieces and between these pieces to establish the covenant with Abraham.
什么意思啊?
What does that mean?
就是说神单独向亚伯兰立约, 亚伯兰没有向神立约。
In other words, this is a unilateral covenant that God made with Abraham and not from Abraham to God.
所以这个就是神独立的单向的告诉亚伯拉罕说，你看这个十八节，当着耶和华亚伯拉罕立约说，我已赐给你和你的后裔和从这个埃及地就幼发拉底地等等这些这块地是我赐给你的。
And that day the Lord made a unilateral covenant with Abraham, saying, to your offspring I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, and this land is given to Abraham.
所以你有注意到吗？这个是耶和华向亚伯拉罕立约，不是亚伯拉罕向耶和华立约，这个是无条件的，亚伯拉罕什么都不用做，耶和华什么都做。
So you realize that this is a unilateral covenant from God to Abraham, not the other way around. In other words, it is unconditional. God does everything and Abraham does nothing.
所以这个是创世纪十五章。
This is Genesis 15.
我们如果跳到这个出埃及十九章。
If we jump to Exodus 19.
啊，这个就是你会发现在四百年之后呢，这个是出埃及记十九章。
400 years later in Exodus 19.
你回家自己看，不过我们先看十六节。
You can read through this passage on your own at home, but we will look at verse 16.
这个是讲当神把这个以色列人从埃及地带领出来的时候去迦南地。
And this speaks of after God leading the Israelites out of Egypt towards the land of Canaan.
来到西乃山。
And they arrived at Mount Sinai.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
他说到了第三日第三天的早上，在山上有雷轰闪电密云，并且有脚声甚大，营中的百姓都发战。摩西率领百姓出营去迎接神，都站在山下。西乃山全山冒烟，因为耶和华的火从火中降在山上，山的烟气上腾如烧窑一般，片山都大大的地震，脚声渐渐的高而又高。摩西就说话，神有声音来答应他。
Exodus 19:16. On the morning of the third day, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their stand at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire. The smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln, and the whole mountain trembled greatly. And as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him in thunder.
那我们跳到第二十章。
And we'll jump to chapter 20.
那么神就颁发十诫。
And God gave the Ten Commandments.
这个又是神立约的时候了。
And this is where God established the covenant again.
然后呢，他说你不可，你说我是耶和华你的神。第一节，你曾将你从埃及地之奴为奴之家领出来，除了我外，不可有别神，不可为自己雕刻偶像，不可跪拜金像，不可。十诫。
And I am the Lord your God, verse 2, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. You shall not. That's the Ten Commandments.
你有没有注意到这两个的不同？一个是应许，一个律法，之间有什么不同？
Can you see the difference between the promise and the law?
应许是神应许亚伯拉罕，他是自己给他，就是我会替你做一些事情。来到这个十诫的时候，你必须做这些事情，不然的话你不会得到祝福。
And in the promise, when God established a covenant with Abraham, God actually did it unilaterally. In other words, God is the one who does it all. Abraham does nothing. But when it comes to the commandments,is you shall not, or the things that the people need to do.
所以我要让你知道这两个之间的比较，就是当他们比较的时候，你会发现，第一是单向的，第二是双向的，是除非你做这些事情，不然的话呢，我不会祝福你。
And firstly, the difference here is the promise was unilateral, but the law given, when it was given, it was bilateral, meaning the people will need to do some things before they receive God's blessing.
好了，你有这个背景，我们来看第，我们回到加拉太书看十五节。
So with this as a background, let's return to Galatians chapter 3.
那我们来仔细看，我们很快就要讲完了。
And we will be finishing this very quickly.
第十五加拉太书三章十五节说，弟兄们，我且照人的话说，虽然是人的文业，若立定了就不能废弃或者加增。所应许的原是像亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，并且不是说众子孙，乃是指许多人，乃是说一个子孙，是指着一个人，就是基督。
To give a human example, brothers, even with the man-made covenant, no one annuls it or adds to it once it has been ratified. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say and to offsprings, referring to many, but referring to one and to your offspring, who is Christ.
所以在这边，神保罗告诉他们说，神向亚伯拉罕立约是指着亚伯拉罕跟亚伯拉罕的一个子孙，就是指着耶稣基督。他说这个呢，要承受神的福气。
And so Paul is saying that when God made the covenant with Abraham, it's referring to Abraham and to his one offspring, which is Jesus Christ, who will inherit all the blessings.
所以在这里呢，我们看到这个是指着神的应许。
This is referring to God's promise.
而且这个应许呢，是指着子孙。当然我们在查经的时候，子孙这个系呢，有很多解释，有些人是指一群人或者是个别的。当然现在很清楚的给我们看到，圣经本身解释给我们看，是指着耶稣基督。
And when studying the Bible, we might be looking at this word offspring and start thinking, is it a group of people or is it one? But the Bible here gives us the explanation to tell us that it is one and it is Christ.
所以他说，神应许亚伯拉罕和耶稣基督说，他指着这个立约，然后看十七节说，我是这么说的。他说，神所立的约就是指那个应许，不能够被四百三十年之后的律法废掉，不以虚空。
And verse 17, this is what I mean. The law which came 430 years afterwards does not annul a covenant, which is referring to the promise, previously ratified by God, so as to make the promise void.
所以在这边讲到的是什么呢？就是说神在出埃及的时候呢，神给摩西的这个律法。
And this is referring to the Exodus when God gave Moses the law.
所以这里在 这两个比较呢，会发现一件事情呢，所以保罗在这边是比较神的应许跟这个神给亚伯拉罕的应许跟神给摩西的律法，这两样哪来比较。
So what Paul is doing is he's comparing and contrasting the law of Moses, the law of God given to Moses versus the promise of God given to Abraham.
所以他怎么比较呢？我给大家看，基本上我们今天这个信息的大纲只有两点。
And how does he contrast it? There are only two points here, actually.
第一点呢，就是神给亚伯拉罕的应许是，神的应许是重要的或者是超越的。第二呢，神给这个的律法呢，是次要的，是等于应许。
And the first point is the superiority of God's promise. And the second point is the subservience of God's law. And so this shows that God's promise is of primary importance, while God's law is of secondary importance.
所以在这段圣经里面给我们看见，神给亚伯拉罕的应许比神给摩西的律法更重要。
So this passage shows us that God's promise to Abraham is more important than God's law to Moses.
所以我们再看一次。
Let's look at this again.
所以他说十五节，他说神给人的文约，他这个文约就是指那个 covenant， 这个他的立约，这个约神给这个摩西的约就是他给他的应许。这个应许呢是不能够加增，也不能够减少，也不能够被四百三十年之后的律法来废掉。所以它是 superior， 它是超越的，它是最重要的。
And verse 15, Paul gives a human example referring to a man-made covenant, which actually is in direct comparison to the promise that God gave to Abraham.That no one can annul it or add to it once it has been ratified. This shows that God's promise is superior to God's law.
所以这边就很清楚了吗？当我们这样一比较，您就明白，当保罗在讲说神的应许就是给亚伯拉罕的应许，还有神给摩西的，哪一个最重要？第一个最重要，神给亚伯拉罕的应许是不能够改的。 这个给摩西的这个律法呢，不能够废掉上面第一个，因为第一个是神亲自给亚伯拉罕，而且呢是指着耶稣基督，而且是先给，而且不是后给，这个非常重要。
And once we put these two side by side in comparison, you will begin to understand what this is saying here, because the promise was made first, and no one can annul it nor add to it, and the law came later, 400 years later. So the promise once made to Abraham and also referring to Jesus Christ cannot be changed, and that came first and it cannot be changed, so it is superior.
而且是超越的。
And it supersedes.
啊，为什么超越呢？是因为神给亚伯拉罕，神应许亚伯拉罕是全部是神的主权去做的，而不是靠人。但是你来到摩西的时候呢，人如果不做呢，人就会得到审查，因为律法是这样，你做这，你如果行律法，你如果完成律法，你就可以称义；你不完成律法，你被这个惩罚。所以这个呢是没有。应许这样的超越。
And the law the promise supersedes because the promise is superior. It's because it is made by God and it is not dependent on man. It is unconditional. But when it came to the law, it was conditional on men doing things. If they fulfill the law, they will be righteous. If they do not fulfill the law, they will face judgment. And so the promise is superior because it is unconditional.
所以这个很重要。
This is important.
所以第一点呢，就是神应许的超越性或者重要性。
So the first point in the sermon is the superiority of God's promises.
第二点呢，神律法，第一点我们讲神的应许，第二点是讲神律法的次要性。次要是什么？跟他的应许相比，它是次要的。
And the second point, the subservience of God's law, this is in comparison with God's promise.
所以我如果我们再讲下去，你就知道为什么是次要的。
And once we continue looking at the passage here, you will understand why it is subservient.
所以我们看第十九节。
Look at verse 19.
他说这样说来，律法是为什么有的呢？原来是为过犯天的等候那蒙应许的子孙来到，并且是借着天使中保之手设立的。但中保本不是为一面做的，神却是一位。
Verse 19. Why then the law was added because of transgressions, until the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made.And it was put in place through angels by intermediary. Now an intermediary implies more than one, but God is one.
让我解释给你听。
Let me explain.
为什么它是次要的？
Why is this subservient?
第一呢，它给我们它的律法，神赐律法的原因。
Firstly, it tells us here the reason for God to give the law.
因为十九节说，为什么有律法呢？原来过犯是未过犯天的，要等候那个应许的子孙，就是指耶稣基督的到来。是耶稣还没有到来的时候，这是加上去的，是 secondary 加上去的，目的是要做等他事情还没有成就时候，暂时我们用我们的楼哥口里口说，这是讲起懂的意思。
And verse 19, why then the law? It was added because of transgression. In other words, it was added in until the offspring, referring to Jesus Christ, should come to whom the promise had been made. In other words, this is only temporary. It is having a temporal function.
那我们再讲下去之后，我再来回答第一点。
And let me continue before I come back to the first point.
所以第一点呢，是讲到说这个律法，神赐律法的原因。第二点呢，我们看到神这个律法跟这个应许之间的关系又是什么呢？
And so firstly, we saw the reason for giving the law, and now we want to look at the relationship between the law and the promise.
你看第三章二十一节。
Look at verse 21.
他说这样律法是以神的应许反对的吗？断乎不是。
Is the law then contrary to the promise of God? Certainly not.
所以这边在讲应许这跟律法之间的关系。
This is the relationship between the law and the promise.
他说若传一个能叫人得生就是得生命的律法呢，义就诚然在乎律法了，但是这个不是。
For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law, but this is not the case.
你看第二十二节。
Look at verse 22.
他说，圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使所应许的福音因耶稣基督归给那信的人。
But the scripture imprisoned everything under sin so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
所以你看到圈是指imprison, 圈是关在囚在这个罪里面，你说神把所有的人都关在这个范围里面，因为他们都犯了罪，所以神把他们关死到，你看到第下面他说死所应许的福音因信耶稣，他关有目的的，神给他律法是让人家知道律法，使到他知道原来我们有罪，所以需要耶稣基督的福音。
And so it says here, scripture imprisoned everything under sin. In other words, it included everything so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. This shows us that scripture, the purpose of scripture is to show everyone that they have sinned and so that they will know they need the gospel.
我们看二十三节。
Look at verse 23.
更清楚表示它的关系。
It even reflects the relationship more clearly.
但这因信得救的理还没有到之前，我们被看守在律法底下，自圈到那真理显明的时候，这样律法呢是我们训谋的师父，是要引我们到耶稣基督里，使我们因信称义。
Verse 23, now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith.
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
因为在耶稣基督还没有来的时候，他因信之理还没有来之前，这些人呢，神把他们放在用律法来管辖，使到他们知道自己是罪人，而且呢，有没有人因行律法称义？没有。
Before Jesus Christ came, before faith in Jesus could be exercised, God imprisoned everyone under the sin so that He's using the law to show that everyone has sinned. And where if there were anyone who actually practiced the law or obeyed the law perfectly in order to be saved and justified, there was none. So this shows them that all have sinned.
你看第二十四节。
Look at verse 24.
律法是我们训蒙的师父，要引我们到基督里，使我们因信称义。
The law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith.
什么意思？意思说这个就是律法跟应许之间的关系。因信称义就是应许的这个应许，因信称义就是应许。所以他关我们在律法里面，使我们要引我们因信称义，去相信，去接受耶稣基督。
And this is the relationship between the law and the promise. The promise is justification by faith. So because of the law, it causes all of us to know that we have sinned, and this will guide us into believing Jesus Christ.
哦，这个很重要。
This is crucial.
你有没有试过传福音给人？
Have you ever preached the gospel?
你要信耶稣啊，你要信耶稣。
You must believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus.
这是好消息。
This is good news.
这是福音。
That's the good news. Gospel.
他说，是啊，对你是好消息，对我这不是好消息，我根本不需要福音。
And the person might tell you it's good news to you, but not good news to me. I don't think I need this good news.
因为福音是好消息，是为什么？除非你认识到罪的问题。
The gospel is only good news if you know the problem of sin.
因为为什么我需要福音呢？原来我们生在罪里面。
Why I need the gospel is because we are born in sin.
因为除非你认识到罪，这样我怎么知道罪呢？除非神给我们律法才知道我们是罪。当神给我们律法是让我们知道我们根本没有办法达到神的要求，神的律法就是神的要求，神的要求这么高，我们不断的做，不断的做，不断的做，是没有办法达到这个要求。
And through the law, we come to understand what sin is, because the law is God's standard, and God has set such a high standard in the law that we can keep on pursuing and practicing and pursuing and practicing, but realize that we can never achieve that standard, and this will help us realize that we are sinners.
做父母的，我要告诉你一件事情。
Parents, I want to tell you one thing.
我们怎么样用律法？
How do we use the law?
律法告诉我们神的要求。
The law tells us God's standard.
所以我们要用教导我们的孩子，你必须要遵守神的要求。
And we need to teach our children to obey God's standard.
你必须要遵守神的诫命。
You must obey God's commandments.
当我们这样教他的时候，我们要求他去遵守的时候，请问，做父母的，你认为你的孩子能够做到律法的要求吗？
And when we teach our children to do this, then I want to ask parents next, do you think your children can obey the law's standard?
可以吗？
Yes or no?
如果不可以，为什么你 要求他？
If not, why would you want your children to obey the standard?
你会明白这个问题吗？今天我们也是这样，神也是这样要求我们，他说你必须要遵守我的诫命，但是没有人遵守，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And that's the same with God to us. God wants us to obey His law, but we cannot do it, we cannot fulfill it, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以做父母的，我要你记得这件事情。
So parents, I want you to remember this thing.
你一定要记得这个很清楚。
You must remember this clearly.
你必须要坚持神的诫命。
You have to insist on God's law.
要求你的孩子遵守神的诫命。
You want to demand that your children obey God's law.
如果你孩子认真去遵守的时候，
When your child tries to do it seriously,
他说你不遵守我就惩罚你。
And you might say, if you don't obey, I will punish you.
但是他你的孩子有一天会 complain, 会回击，他会说我做不到。
But one day your child will complain and say, I can't do it.
我很认真要做，但是我做不到。
I've tried so seriously, but yet I still fail.
我告诉你，这个是 precious moment, 这个是最珍惜的这个时间，这个是最宝贝的时间。就在这个时候，你要告诉孩子，你做不到，当然你做不到了，我也做不到。
And this is a precious moment when you can tell your child, and you must seize this opportunity to tell your child and say, Child, I know you cannot do it because I fail too.
我们根本没有办法做到，所以我们需要耶稣基督，你必须要祷告主啊，救我。
And because we can, all of us cannot do it, then that's the reason why we need Jesus Christ, and we will pray and ask God to save us.
所以这个就是我们讲的说在Teaching in milieu 的意思就是说，我们要在生活当中不断的教导，当他真实的去面对这个的时候呢，他感觉到自己的罪，他感觉到自己的无助，他感觉到我做不到的时候呢，你就是引导指向十字架的时候。
And this is what we call teaching in milieu, meaning you teach life on life. When the person, when the child realizes that he cannot fulfill the demands and he realizes that he has failed,That's when you can point him to the cross.
什么时候他会遇到这个情形呢？
When will the child face such a circumstance?
我们不知道。
We do not know.
我们随时准备好。所以做父母的是24小时，随时他可能是早上，可能是晚上，可能回家的时候，可能去学校的时候，他突然讲出一句话的时候呢，你就在那个时候引导他 ，shepherd his heart， 带领他归向神。说孩子，你跟我一样。必须要求神，如果神不赐给我，我们就没有办法了。所以我们必须要主啊，我做不到，我需要你的恩典，我需要你的救恩，帮助我来拯救我，使到我能够有一个这个新生的生命。
What we need to do is to be ready. Parenting is a 24-hour job. When we need to get ready, when the child displays such a moment, it could be in the morning or the afternoon or night.And that's where we will come in and teach the child that this is what we need to do, and this is how we show the child that we need Jesus. And that's where we point out to this child so that he understands that he's a sinner and he needs Jesus.
可能他五岁的时候，可能十岁，可能十五岁，可能二十岁，我们不知道什么时候。他如果很认真去经历，去自行神的他的这个诫命的时候，他就知道他根本做不到。
Maybe when your child is 5, or maybe it's 10, or maybe it's 20, we do not know when the child would realize after seriously trying to obey God's law that he cannot do it.
所以这个是最宝贝的时间。
And this is the most precious moment.
我们祷告就是这个时候你就在他旁边指向十字架。
We pray that at this when the child faces this circumstance, you are right there by his side and point him to the cross.
我自己也是有这个经验。
I have such an experience myself.
我自己在读圣经，读圣经，人家介绍圣，把传福音给我，读圣经，好，我认真去做，我就是要是圣经。你说我做不到，我就是偏偏要做，把时间跟他守齐，守来守去守不好，守到最后你很气馁，很绝望，主啊，我做不到，就是这个时候，你需要救恩。
And I try to. When I read the Bible, and the Bible says you cannot do it, but I thought I can, and so I tried to obey all 10 of the commandments, but no matter how hard I tried, I still failed. And then I realized that when I became desperate and helpless and discouraged, that's when I realized I need the gospel.
所以当这个律法的功用是什么呢？是使我们，这个律法跟应许之间的关系是什么呢？ 律法是要指向这个应许，要推向应许，使我24节说，律法是我们殉蒙的师傅，要引我们到耶稣基督。他让我们看到自己的罪，看到我们自己的无能，看到我们自己的无助，使到我们来到神面前说，主啊，我信你的话，我信你的救恩，求你拯救我。
And verse 24 tells us the purpose of giving the law the reason. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith. So at this stage when we try to obey the law and when we fail, when Jesus comes, we will be able to see and ask Jesus to save us because I'm helpless, I am desperate, I cannot do it. So Christ, please save me.
所以你看到吗？律法，真的律法是比 神的应许是次要，是 secondary，但是 secondary 的意思是说，他的关系是要引我们到神的应许里面，而不是律法本身不能够使人得救，律法本身不能够使我们称义，律法呢就按照希伯来书所说，一事无成，律法的意思是说，他不能够成就我们的救恩，不能给我们永生，他不过是指向耶稣基督，是耶稣基督给我们救恩，是耶稣基督给我们他的神的供应。
So this shows us that God's law is actually subservient. In other words, God's law is for the purpose of guiding us into His promise. And this is exactly what Hebrews says, that the law is useless and it makes nothing perfect because through obeying the law, we will never be saved.
所以你看到律法的功用吗？
So we can see what is the purpose of the law.
你看到律法的角色, the role of the law吗?
And can you see what is the role of the law?
你看到这个就是神在神救恩计划里面神的应许跟律法之间的关系。
And this shows us in God's salvation plan the relationship between His law and His promise.
所以这里呢，这段圣经给我们看到，神的应许是超越的，是最重要的。神的律法呢？ 目的是要引我们到神的应许，所以我称它为次要的。So
this passage shows us the superiority of God's promise and the subservience of God's law because God's law is for the purpose of guiding us into His promise.
所以这如果我们来总结一下。Let
us conclude.
所以在这边呢，这段圣经里面给我们看到，神呢发现两个都是神所赐的，一个是神的应许，一个是神的律法。
So we realize from this passage that both are given by God. God gave His promise and God gave the law too.
神的应许是超越他的律法。
But God's promise is superior to His law.
因为神的应许给亚伯拉罕还有一件事情，神给亚伯拉罕的时候是神亲自给他的，是 face to face， 是面对他，是亲自给他的。
And there's another thing here that we note when God gave Abraham the promise, it was face to face.
但是呢，神给摩西律法的时候，是的，摩西上山瞧见神。但是在希伯来书给我们看到，那时候呢，神是通过天使传给摩西的。
And yet indeed we read in Exodus that Moses was on the mountain when God gave him the law, but in Hebrews we know that actually God gave Moses the law through an angel.
而且呢，摩西这个应许是在400年前先给后给的是这个律法是外加的加上去的。
And also the promise was given 400 years before the law and the law was added in.
应许赐给我们生命，律法只是彰显罪恶。
The promise gives us life, but the law actually shows us sin.
应许是神无条件赐予的，律法是我们必须要做才能够成功。
The promise is unconditional by God, while the law requires us to do something.
所以这边盼望今天给大家看见，神的应许给亚伯拉罕的应许是超越律法。
So I hope that all have able to see today that God's promise is superior to God's law.
所以呢，我们在带领孩子的时候，其实我们传福音的时候也是一样。我怎么知道有罪呢？这个是时间，因为是他创造主，他给我们他的律法，我们必须要按照。我们没有去做，我们就亏欠了神的荣耀，所以我们就犯罪。所以我们要通过这个方式呢，又知道律法与应许之间的关系，我们才能够把福音传的好。
So when we are teaching our children, we need to make them understand that the law is given by God to show us that we can never obey it, and this will show us that we are sinners that requires faith in Christ so that we can be saved.
当我们下一次在讲的时候呢，我们就会讲到作为一个，这作为一个，我们因着信仰，信了，信，因信称义之后呢，我们来到神面前，我们是称为神的儿子，我们怎么样接受这个神给赐给我们的应许。
And the next time when we look at Galatians again, we will look at how after becoming children of God, how we can actually receive His promise.
所以当我们思想的时候呢，神的恩典真的是浩大，神的智慧是超越我们的智慧，这就是神对永恩、永恒里面救恩的一个计划。
And as we ponder over this, we realize that indeed great is our God and His wisdom is much higher than ours. And this is how He has in His will of his, and in His salvation plan has chosen to reveal things.
当然我们今天没有很好的解释律法跟基督徒之间成圣之间的关系，不过我们上次有讲过。
And today we did not talk about how the law is related to the sanctification of a believer, but this has been dealt with last time.
不过我们，我相信前面我们还有机会再讲到这一方面。
But I do believe that in time to come we will have opportunity to deal with this.
所以我们一起来献上感恩，让主为我们所预备的这一些应许，还有主给我们的律法来感恩，然后愿主自己来完成他的救恩的计划。
Let us pray and give thanks to God for His grace upon us, and let us pray that God will fulfill His salvation plan according to His will. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for Your word indeed, Lord. Help us to understand Your law, Your word, and that we might not misunderstand it and misapply it. And indeed, Lord, that we will not swing to the other extreme of discarding Your law, but knowing its importance, its secondary importance, let us be driven to Christ, who is the one who fulfills the law. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.